Putei Malan, Teilechov Beis, Pirko, Hamisho, the Safra de Sneusa. Finazal brings the fifth Pedic and Safra de Sneusa in the Zaire Kodesh. Safra de Sneusa says, Bereshis, Boro, Bereshis, Maima, Bereshis is a Maima Sholim. Boro is Chatsi Maima, Hef Maima, which is equal to Av Ubein, father and son, Sosin Vigalia, Mr. Enigla, Eden Ilo, the Sosin Vigonis, Eden Neha Alyain, which is Nista, Eden Tato, solution of the Safra de Sneusa. Rabbeinu Adol says, Da, you should know, Sheyesh Chaisen, there is a Chaisen, that means a seal, Viesh Chaisen Betei Chaisen, and there is a Chaisen Betei Chaisen, a seal within a seal. Chaisen Hu, one seal is, Ki Yesh Mechichei Hadver, there are the leaders of the Deir who give Musa to the people, Vahim Bechina Siraglin, they are the Bechina of Raglin, feet, Aglayim. And they call him Raglin. Why? They called Raglin Al Shem Shehem Li Mudei Hashem, because they are Kaviyachol ones who give Hashem advice. Ainu Shemlindim Kaviyachol Hashem. They teach Kaviyachol Hashem. Shneistin Loi Eitzes. They give Hashem Eitzes. Vehem Hochem B'Shlichus of Yisrael, and they go in the Shlichus mission from Hashem to the Jews. Loi Chicham to give them Musa. Ulachzidom La Hashem Yisporach. Turn them back towards to Hashem Yisporach. Al Shem Zeh Nikroim Bechinas Raglan, and therefore they are called in Bechina of Raglan, Al Shem Ha'etza, because of the Etza. Raglan is Etza. Kamesha Pedesh Rasha, like Rasha Kodesh teaches, Al Vechol Ho'om Asher Beraglecha, Rasha Kodesh says, Ho'chem Achar Atzoscha, who follow your Etza, Beraglecha, who follow your Etza. Therefore they are called Raglan, because they are the Balei Yoyetz to Hashem Kaviyachol. Al Shem Ha'alicha, and because they go, Shehochu Mishlichus Lechiach, not because they go with the Shlichus of Hashem to give Musa, therefore they call us Raglin, they go Raglin. Because Hashem Yisborach goes a Gizadin Ba'ilom, and Hashem Yisborach is goes a Gizadin in the world, he had Din Hu Ataydo, and the Din is Taydo, Kitzorach Lihiyah is Din Taydo, because the Din has to be a Din Taydo, Umachmas Shehem Limudei Hashem, and because they are the Limudei Hashem, the ones who Kaviyachu teach Hashem, whom is Yahitzimahem, he takes advice from them, he discusses it with them and takes their advice. Whom is Galalahem Adin Taylor, he reveals to them this Din Taylor Shnigzar Adair, which was Nigzar decreed against the generation, Chas Shalom. Vehem Machasim Zeha Din Taylor, the Chasim Raisai. These Lemudei Hashem, these Machiche Adair, they cover this Din Taylor and they place a seal over it. Vechinas Mayon Chosum, like a well that is sealed. You couldn't, it can't come out. That the chitzainim, the klipos, shouldn't get any nourishment from it. That it shouldn't become chas v'shalom an evil type of decree. If the chitzainim take from it, then it becomes chas v'shalom din achzori. This teira, this din teira, is sealed through limudei Hashem. Hainu, b'limudei Hashem, Limudei Hashem Nechtam Hadin Taida, so this Din Taida is sealed. The klipa shouldn't be able to be unique from it. The Hein Kishenig Lelohim Hadin Taida, these Limudei Hashem, when the Din Taida is revealed to them, Hochim Mechichim Hadek, their Achsidim and Mutter Lihamtik Hadin. They go to be, give Musa to the Deir, to the generation, in order to turn them back to good, to make them do Tshua, in order to be Mamtik the Din. To sweeten the din, means to get the din taylor taken off. They are filled with shas musa, even when they give musa at the time that they speak musa to the people, nizhorim lihachtim ulahastir, even at the time they give musa, they are also careful to seal and to hide their words. Shteyinkim men achitzanim, tetritzanim shouldn't be any from this. Bechinas of moisorim yachtim. Even when they give musa, they also seal it. Hashem zehim bechinas chaysim. Therefore, they are called chaysim. This mechichei adai. These Limudei Hashem, these tzaddikim are marbim, they increase shalom in the world. These Limudei Hashem, they increase, through them the shalom is increased in the world. Because they go to make, to make compromise, to make peace between the Jews and their father, and Hebmetin Hashem. Before Hashem, they speak to Hashem and they say that the Avinus are very small. They speak good for the sake of the Jews. They come to the Jews, they tell the Jews that the chet, the sin, is very, very big. When we find Moshe Rabbeinu, he said to Hashem, why should you be angry with the Jews? What did they do? What's so big about it? Well, Yisrael said to the Jews, he said, Atem chatosim chatoa gedela. You committed very serious sin. When the evil of the day becomes so great that it overpowers this chesim chas v'sholem, mikalkol isay chas v'sholem, and it spoils the seal, as I neskalkil sholem ha'ilam. Then the sholem in the world is spoiled, because these are the Hashem, this chesim, they are called a chesim, they increase the sholem. But when this chesim is spoiled, then the sholem in the world is spoiled chas v'sholem. And as a gedish in machlekes b'olam, and there are exile and conflicts in the world. Hepech ha'sholem, exactly the opposite of peace. It will shake him off. It means to give him unrest, war, battle from the world. Because from chesim, this they are called chesim, from this chesim, now there comes nidas. When they are given against the chesim is transformed to nidas. So Yisrael says that chesim is the binatria nidas. So what happens? The nidas means, of course, tumor, the opposite of shom, the opposite of tada. So when the chesim is spoiled, we have nidas chas v'shom. V'yesh chesim shuvu malam is that chesim. There is another chesim that is higher than this chesim, that is on a higher level. Not that it's more, not that it's deeper, it's just higher. Ha'ina b'chinas yadayim ha'mekablim musa me'ilu ha'mechichim, the yadayim, which are, these are called aglayim. This chesim, Lamudei Hashem. Now we have Yadayim who receive, hands that receive the Musa from these Lamudei Hashem. These are give Musa. Bechinas biyad kol odom yachtayim. There's such thing as a chesim biyad kol odom, that the yad is also a chesim. Yadayim is a bechinas emuna sheneskabel bo ha-musa. Yadayim is the inyan of emuna through which this Musa is received. Bechinas kashadibir Hashem biyad Moshe. Like Hashem spoke biyad Moshe, bechinas vahi yod of emuna. Yad is an inyan of emuna. This chesim yadayim has to have a very strong shmida to be guarded very carefully, that it shouldn't become spoiled. The amuna, meaning the amuna should not become spoiled. Because when chas v'shon, the outside chesim becomes spoiled, then it is easy to come close to the inside chesim. And the chas v'sholem will spoil the inside chesim, the daglin, and they kill kol chesim achitza shehu emuna. They kill kol chesim, the outside chesim, which is emuna. Ukshe chas v'sholem is kal kol zeh chesim hayadayim. When this outside chesim, this chesim hayadayim chas v'sholem is spoiled, na'ase mizeh kfirei shehu hepech emuna. Because this chesim is called emuna. When this is spoiled chas v'sholem, so there is the opposite kfirei. And na'ase emuna is kuzvius. They become false faith. That's the main avodah zorah, does not have any koyach unless it receives from this yadayim of kedusha. V'chinas v'yikach miyodom yotzorei shebacheded. Aron HaKohen took the zohov for the egel and he tied it in a pachas a handkerchief of cloth. And v'yad v'zayin HaKodesh kisison al pasuk zeh l'inyan ma'aseh ha'egel. So the Kodesh speaks about this pasuk in the ma'aseh ha'egel. Amet atzlochu b'yildado. Well, how come that they succeeded in this inyan of the egel? Begin the veikach miyodim, because he took from their hands a zohov. Ilu kadnotal miyadehin haveshodeli ado. If when he took it from their hands, he would have let it fall to the ground. He would have thrown it to the ground. Yavagav itla lebosar. Even if he would have taken it afterwards from the ground, lehavi atzlochul debishado. This evil deed, this maaseh, would not have succeeded. Ein shom. Why? Because the fact that he took it in his hands, that gave the koyach to the tumah to be yenik from the yadayim of emuna. The tikkun of the emuna is also for the bechinas yadayim. The bechinas v'yitnu al Yaakov es kol kehanechad asher biyodim. They gave to Yaakov all the avodah zarah they had in their hands. So mele we see that the yadayim is also a tikkun for avodah zarah. Ki mechisam na'aseh nidas. Because from chesim, from any one of these two chesimayis, chas v'sholem, they can become nidas. The chinas yadechem domim maleu. That when this chesim is spoiled, and it's an inyan, the yadayim are filled with domim, this dam nida. ki yad miloi kaze yudalid umispanidas, because yad miloi yudalid dalid on itself, mili both aces, is a number begimatria nidas. I know avedezora shemetamo kenida, which means the opposite of emuna, which is avedezora, and that's called nidas because avedezora tame like nida. So therefore, the yadayim on the skalko, emuna, so we have kfira chasashon. The tikkun for this avedezora is also three yadayim, like it says by Yaakov Avinu. It's sort of lidais, the malais is the yadayim shehi emuna, person has seat to fill these yadayim, which means the emuna, al yaday he'ora mishivarayim, through the he'ora, the light of the shivarayim. The seven shepherds or the seven leaders of the world, Jehem Klolius, Yokomenege Adai, they are the Klolius of all, they include all the leaders of the generations. Bechinas Shivas Yonan Tamali Yodam. With seven, their hands are filled. That means you got to fill the Adayim with the seven leaders. Seven Rayim, that's the, also the Yishpizim. Because they tend the emuna, they care for it, to see, to perfect it, and to complete it. Therefore they are called shepherds, al-shem, with the emuna, they tend the emuna. The main emunas Yisrael, they are the ones that draw it, that give it to the generation. As the bechinas kol kedoshav biyadecha, shehem bechinas kolyeh shekol manhike adoy. The quality is mega, the emuna is totally in these kadeshim. Zebachinas, the im kadeshim neemon. That with these kadeshim is the emuna. They are the ones that give the emuna to the people. Meisha shihu echad mi shivarayim, Meisha ben is one of the shivarayim, nikra al shem zerayim mehemno. Therefore he's called the rayah neemon. The rayah, he tends the emuna. Eef shalovay leyemo harayim, shem klodah shagdusha, the azus. It is impossible to get close to these reds, come niskariv to them. Who are the Kolius of Kedusha? Only through Azus. Azus could seem to be disrespect, but Azus really means to be means strength through Kayach. Like the Lord says, and the Mishnah says in Ovid, have the Az Kanumbe, be strong as a leopard. You led to the Amun of Kedusha, the palace of Kedusha, with Azus. You led the Jews with Azus to the Kedusha. I know, the Azus Nechnosim Losech Kedusha. Through this Azus, a person can enter into Kedusha. Ki Yeshrayim Shal Sitra Achra, because they are also leaders, shepherds of the Sitra Achra, the opposite of Kedusha. V'hem Gam Kein Before Somei Hadei, they are also famous in the generation. V'kaifim Anoshim Litchei Shibudaihu, and they force people underneath their power to serve them. Ike Malchus Noidei Azus, and their main ruling power, a kingdom, is one of Azus. Because Azus is a kingdom without a crown. They and their Azus are just like dogs. The Pasuk says that the cloven dogs are Azi Nefesh. They are they lead us too. The Pnei Hadoi means leaders of generation are like dogs. Because they are the Azus of Sitracha. Therefore, to become saved, to be spared from them, from beneath their ruling, is possible only through Azus of Kedusha. La'amayd neged Azusam, to use Azus to stand against their Azus of Sitracha. The Oz ne'alta v'yoscho v'ekot shecha. Shinechmal secha Kedusha. And then a person is there to enter into Kedusha. Chol HaKolos and all types of sounds, cries, hein shol tzoko, screaming, hein shol anocho, sighing, hein kol shofar, hein kol zimun, also the kol of the shofar, the kol song, hein bechinas azus. They are all a bechina of azus, bechinas heyitem bekol kol oiz. He gives that with his voice, sound of azus. This is all azus of Kedusha. With this azus of Kedusha, a person can stand up against the as a nefesh, the mefersamim shall sheker, and to get away from their ruling power. To get close to the as a kedusha, brings a person close to the shiva raim of kedusha. To the shiva raim of kedusha, he gets to emuna, which means he's perfects the chosen of yadayim of emuna. So the kol marachem yed l'bosar aguf, person has to be very much, has to be very much consideration and pity on the flesh of his body, lahadis, let me call her order, let me call her sogash, and the shaman, to show the Boser HaGuf, every Ha'orah, every light every Hasoga that the Neshama receives, Shaguf Gam Ki Yedem Izois Hasoga, the Guf also, the body also should receive from this Hasoga. V'chinas V'yisorcha Leitis Alim, but not hide good from your body. V'psorcha Daikif, your flesh, Shalai Talim Inecha Milarachim Al Besorcha, you shouldn't hide your eyes from having pity on your flesh, and the boss of the flesh of your body. The good person has very much pity on his body. The rest is actually to seek to purify it to such extent that she yuchal ha'idiyah let me call her ha'oris v'yasodi shal shom ha'masekis, to be able to notify it, let it know of all the light in ha'asodis that Neshama is masik. K'in ha'shom ha'shal kol adem yidayim ha'asekis tamad varam al-yam yed. Because Neshama of each person continually sees and is masik and attains things that are very high in Kiddusha. Have a look with any day, but the body doesn't know anything about them. Alkin Tzorek Lov Lerachim, we had all about Haguf, the person to see to have very much pity on the flesh of his body. Lidus Tzakech, Haguf to see to purify the body, and Shetucha Lah, Neshom, Lai Di, Lami Kol, Ma, Shehira, Yem, Asegas, Tomit, Kanal. To get to the point where the Neshama should be able to notify it, let it know everything to Neshama's season is Masik. Ukshay Guf, Ubuchin Azu, Hitevo, Neshom, Neguf reaches such a category where it can receive this Ha'orus. He says, Sogas, and it's a favor for the Neshama. Shall be on the at times when the Shabbat falls, it's by the ring. Shaguf Sakhfi, oh, the goof is very pure and light. Tuchah, the Shamal, his swim, Lachsal, the Gosai, the goof. So the Shamal can then become elevated and to return to his Hamadanega through the body, through the assistance of the body. I mean, the Tilgagoof, meaning through the pleasures of the body. Tuchah, Liska, Valalis, Latanegum Shalos. So the Shamal can remind itself and pick up again to its own spiritual pleasures. Because since the goof is now good and kosher, then you look at betanugim, it is not trapped through its physical pleasures. Therefore, the shaman can return to through the tanugim of the goof to its own mila, to its own high status, to its own pleasures of the shaman. Through the impressions that were left in the body, through the light that the Neshama gave into it, shined into it before, so now the Neshama can remind itself and to elevate itself and to return to its original madrega. Through my flesh I will see heavenliness. Mipsori daika, daika from my flesh. Haina de bosu aguf yechzalika. Through the flesh of the body he will see heavenliness. Haina sogas likus, be masik heavenliness. Haina sheho de megufa yidavi yechzal asogas likus, shana shana masagas tomikinal. That the person with his body be able to see and be masik the heavenly asogas which the neshama receives generally. That's if the neshama gives the body this light, then the neshama is pure enough to take it. Kabbal sheyesh laguf azus. When the body has azus, the wrong kind, the b'chinas haklovim azin nefesh, the azus of klovim of dogs, which is the impure kind, ein the neshama yechel lismech atzma leskadev laguf adi l'nasav shalom. The neshama cannot come close enough to the body to attach itself to the body to notify it of its asogas. Kituch halucha b'teke of the azus laguf, because the neshama can become chazav shalom trapped in the azus of the guf too. But where the goof itself has azas of tumah, it's very strong in taibis. Tzorach was an azas kedusha, and a person has to have for this azas of kedusha, azas of holiness. I know kolis hanal, the kolis you mentioned before, the kolis shayfa, the kolis chila, the kolis teva, the kolis zimra, the gunim. Shaydezem mishabi azas of goof. For these kolis of kedusha, if mishabi breaks the azas of the goof, the bare azas, ki anocha sheveres goof eshalotim, because the gemara says that sighing the kol anocha breaks, destroys the body of a person, which means it breaks the azus of its bed. When a person breaks the azus, the strength, the stubbornness of the body, then the neshama is able to attach itself, come close to the body. Because the neshama is not afraid of being trapped in the azus of the body. And the sound of my anocha, my sighing, so my atzmi became close to my bosa. Atzmi hi haneshama. Atzmi means in neshama shehi etzem hodam. That's the itself of the person. Most the inner part of the person. Ki ikar haatzmi es hodam, because the main part of the person, mashenik veitzel hodam ani, well the person calls I, hu haneshama is the neshama. That is the item that remains forever. It lives forever in the Shema. Aba machmas azus aguf atavisa, because of the azus aguf and its taivis, evil desires, azai ha neshama sheyetzim hodom, then the neshama, which is the etzim hodom, the chaykim yusari vigufa, is distant from the flesh and the body. they call anocha, she begins as the dusha, through the sound of sighing, anocha, which is an inyan of azus of kedusha, canal, and is a nishma azus gufa. Through this, the azus of the guf is broken, the azus of tumah, the azus of miskalevus, and mustabeka, so etzim the bosa, then the etzim, which means the neshama becomes close to the bosa, hainan neshama la guf, means the neshama to the body, is there become anachosi, daf katzmi la sari canal. This is the pshat, if you call anachosi, and this kill of dusha of anocha, so my etzim, my neshama became close and attached to the body. Bechinas kolat kiyas, who bechinas mikolan chosi. Bechinas kolat kiyas is also kolat kedusha. That's the inyan of kolan chosi. Who mishabe gupe shel adam. The kiyas also the sound of the kiyas also breaks the body, the azus of a person. Bechinas mitroka shreifu boi v'yam leyechrodu. Is it possible for a shreifu to blow in the city and the people shouldn't tremble? That means that their spirit is broken. Yodu yuchalove loreim now. Through these kolos of kedusha, through this azus, a person can come close to the shivaroyim. Zebuchinas tkiyo shvorim teruah. That's the pshat in these three words. Tkiyo him hakolos kolos. Tkiyo is a sound. The kol tkiyo. That's the kol of azus of kedusha. Shvorim shal yodam nishbar azus aguf kanal. Through these kol azus of kedusha, so the azus of tumah of the guf is broken. Teruah buchinas viato sides ami. You will tend, you'll be the shepherd for my people. It's true. Shema Reim Gedusha, speaking about the Shema Reim Gedusha. Sheyef Shulas Kadeh Lohem, Kimoi Dei Azaz Degdusha, Shebuchinas Kherlos Degdusha, Buchinas Kherlos Degdusha. It is impossible to come close to them, to the Shema Reim, except through Azaz of Kedusha, which is the Buchinas of Kherlos of Kedusha, which is Buchinas of Kherlos Shefa. Vezeva Yomol Es Besar Alosan, Betzema Yom Ezeh. And he was Mal, the Bosser Orlo, in the middle of this day. Ravina was mala the all in his home. This day, Hayyim, so Abram was Nima. Hayyim Hazeh, Zebuchinas Kel Shefa. When we speak about Hayyim Hazeh, Yoyim is the name of Kel Shefa. Shemit Svasi Bayyim, because Kel Shefa is only Dak Bayyim. Zebuchinas Yan Ha Hashem Bayyim Tzora. Kel Shefa is the Indian of Yan Ha Hashem Bayyim Tzora. Bayyim Tzora, that's an Indian, the Nahum Chigini's all bring it. Also in this same capital of Israel, and also Yanina Bayun Kodena, at the end of the capital is also Rashtavis Yabik, the Shem Kodesh. That's speaking about, and that's in the Kavanas of the Kis. So therefore, this is this Etzem Mahiyah Mazeh means, Rosh Hashanah, which means the Kel Shefar, through that is Nimul Besar Alosan, that is cut away the Azus of the Gul. Shayodoy Nimul Vinishbar Alos Boso. Mekabel, Oyhetzim. Through this Kol Shefar, is Nimo cut away and broken off the Olas Bosa, the Tumor, the Azus of the Gulf, and it receives the light of the Etzim of the Neshama. And apparently, Nimo Avram also means that through that he gets close to the Inyan Avram, Bechina of the Shivarayim. Bechain Bekol Yeshel Bnei Yodom, Yesh Bechinas Etzim of Bosa. So too, in general, people in general, there is also Bechina of Etzim and Bosa, main and the flesh. I know she Chacham Ha'emes, she Bechina of Neshama Leihom, she Mamatimim of the Chacham Tzadik Emes, who is a Bechina of Neshama to the people who are beneath him, who Bechina is Etzim. He's a Bechina of Etzim, Neshama. Leihom Hei Negde Bechina is Bosa. People compared to him are Bechina of Bosa. Shehem b'chinas bosa, kol bosa guf be etzem ha'adam. When they are b'china bosa, like the bosa guf in the end against the etzem ha'adam, which means that they're attached to the etzem ha'adam. Hein shem ha'kol hanocha. They hear this kol hanocha. Hainu kol shel hachacham. They hear this kol the chacham which gives them musa. V'shevedes gufam and it breaks their body. B'chinas hanocha shevedes guf shel ha'adam. That hanocha, this kol hanocha breaks the azus of a person. The Chacham Tzadik Emes can become close to them, who are they are Bechinas of Bosa. Bechinas Mikolan Chosi Dov Gatzmi L'Sari Hanal. They can come close to them who are Bosa. Ach Kishe Einam Bechinas Bosa. But when they are not the Bechinas of Bosa, Einam Shem Mikol Kolanocha Hanal, then they cannot hear the Kolanocha at all. This Kol of sighing, which means the Kol of the Tzadik Emes. Yafiluim Shem Kol, even if they do hear the Kol, Enam Shem and Akel the Atzmeh, they don't hear the Kol itself, Ki Im Kol Havor, they hear only the Kol of the Echo, the Basko. The Kol Havor, who... This Kol Havor, Dar, Ben Adot, as you know, it means Kishinus Eide, Kol Kedusha, when the Kol of Kedusha is aroused, Azaimus Eide, Mimenu, Kol Sotracha, then automatically there's aroused through the Kol of Kedusha, there's also aroused the Kol Sotracha. Ki Hayidei ha'avedes nevroi mechablim. Because through these sins there are created mechablim. That's klipois. Let's see, malachai chavola. Vihin tzayakim hablon mezoini hablon chayi. And these mechablim cry, give us mezoinis, give us food, give us life. Ukishayim is gabed emesoyde keledusha. When they kill the kedusha is not too strong and it's not aroused, it's not awakened. Heim nochem, and these mechablim also rest. Ach tekef shemes oyde keledusha, but as soon as the keledusha is awakened, heim is oyde and tekef. And opposite it, these keled mechablim arouse too. Masrin litzoyk v'katek negde, begin to scream and to battle against Zekel ha-havona, she-yitzim ikel ha-kedusha. This is meant by the curl of the echo which comes out through the curl of kedusha. Zebechinas im avaynenu onu bonu. This is bechinas the pasuk im avaynenu onu bonu in us. Ein aniya elashin tzayka. Aniya means to cry out. Haino sheha avayna isaya kim bonu b'secheinu mamish. That the sins cry, achmano l'slam, in us, within us mamish. Ayyadeshin is oyde curl of kedusha. Because the curl of kedusha was awakened, was aroused. Therefore the avaynas opposite are aroused also to cry. Kashikosav Eitzlatzofis, like the Pasuk says, by the Isha Tzofis, by whom Elisha and Navi stayed, Bosei Lai Lahaski Desavaini, you came to me to remind of my sin. I know, Kozma Shalai Hoyashom Elio, mean Elio Navi, not Elisha. All the time Elio Navi wasn't there before he came. Lai Hoysak Dusha Geveres Kolkach, the Dusha wasn't so strong. Hoyu Havaini Shalon Ochim. So these sins rested, they were quiet. But as soon as the Kedusha Elio was awakened, was aroused there, and so immediately they came into remembrance, they were awakened, her sins, they began to cry out and be Catholic against her. And that's what she said caused the trouble for her with her son. Our sins cry within us. Even when we try to cry in a curl of Kedusha, we're not zecher to hear the curl of Kedusha itself. To break through at the Yazz of the Guf. We hear only the curl of Havara, this echo. We hear only the curl of Havara that are awakened against this curl of Kedusha. They cry within us. Therefore we say at the end of the Pasuk, Hashem ha'aseh l'man shemecha, sh'ata bi'atzmoha ta'aseh l'man shemecha, u'srachim olein l'machu levad. Therefore Hashem, for your sake, do it for your sake and have pity on us, only because of you alone. U'ch'sh'eina b'chinas bosa li'achachum, shu b'chinas ha'etzim. When a person is not a b'china of bosa, opposite the chachum, who is a b'china of etzim of neshama? As I ain't a shemeya, I call b'atzmoha, now he doesn't hear the sound of the kol li'achachum, the musa li'achachum, like a kol ha'avora. He is only the curl of the echo, Haina Kala Vinishness Adamizako, the curl of the sins that are aroused through the curl of the Chacham. At the Kaya the boy, the Mishnah says that if one blows shofar in a boy in a pit, Bechina Shatani Bivar Tahtiya is he placed me in a pit that's very low, it means in a low madrega. He finds himself in a very low madrega. And he sighs and he blows shofar means that he gives out curls of Kedusha. Those who stand outside, they're not b'chinas bosa, they're outsiders. Im kol shofar shoma yotza. If he hears the kol shofar, he's yotzua. Haynu sheyucha lotza ismitochara shaloi. He can go out of his zera because he heard the actual kol kedusha. Im kol havora shoma lo yotza kanal. If he heard the kol havora, the echo, that means the kol of havoina, chas v'sholom, that means he did not hear the kol kedusha. It's not yotza. It's not yotza with his kol shofar, because he didn't hear the kol shofar. He heard only the what was aroused opposite of the kol of tumah. Nimtza. The result we see, bein kol anochas odom biatzmai, both the kol of the sighing of a person himself, the kol of kedusha within a person himself, ein yishameya and meina b'chinas bosa, he cannot hear if he's not a b'china of bosa. That means that the body is so far from the etzma and the neshama that he's longer b'china b'osa attached to the neshama. He doesn't hear the sound of his own anocha, the sound of the curl of kedusha with himself. That's one thing. The sound of the achav chacham, it's musa, the chacham. He's not a b'china b'osa to the chacham. In the shmei curl, he cannot hear the curl of the chacham. Kim kama avoda kanal. Only the curl, the opposite type, the curl of the echo, which is aroused through the curl of the chacham. Love the bechinas basor. The come person should arrive at the bechina where he can be called basor, where his body can be called basor. Why they are shimush? So through shimush, through serving. Why they shemeshamish as a chacham? Nasa b'chinas boso le'chacham. Through serving the chacham, shimush talat chacham, this becomes a boso to the chacham or the etzem. For the fact that the guf is mishamish, serves the neshama, masiyas mitzvah masiyas, by doing the guf itself does mitzvah masiyas, deeds which only the guf can do, nasa haguf b'china is boso to the neshama. The guf becomes a b'china of boso to the neshama. Uksha boso b'china zoyis, when the boso is in this b'china of boso of kedusha, oz v'in Yerushalayim mi boso etain. V'in Yerushalayim vaseh etain, excuse me. Yerushalayim, I shall give him a vaseh, one who give a besura. Ben Zal Taijus, the Bosor Hanimol Hanal, Nishlam Yerushalayim, Shiki Yerushalayim. Ben Zal Taijus, the Bosor Ete. This Bosor, Yerushalayim shall become completed. Yerushalayim means Kiri Yerushalayim, that means the Yin of Emuna. And it's a Zoychim Lovay Le Emuna. Kiri means a city. City of Emuna. That through this Bosor Hanimol, this Bosor that is cut away, the Arla is cut away. We have Dusha of Basa. So Yerushalayim becomes complete, meaning he is Zecher to come to Emunah. Shehi Kolius HaKdusha, which is Emunah is the Kolius HaKdusha. The Gemara says, Baruch HaVaka, Minin HaLachas. Emunah is Kolius everything. Shemi Kabul Mitzadikah HaDoid HaMitiyin. They receive from Mitzadikah HaDoid HaMitiyin, they receive this Emunah. Shehi Efshalis Kadav Aleihem, Kima Dei Azaz HaKdusha. Shehi Bechinas Kol HaKolius HaKdusha. It is impossible to get close to these Siddiqim, Ritiyim, to the Rayim, only through Azaz of Kedusha, which means the Bechina, or the Kolos of Kedusha. Shaydei Zeh, Mishabrim Azaz Sitracha, Shul Bechina Azaz HaGuf. Through these Kolos of Kedusha, they break the Azaz of Sitracha, which means the Azaz of the Guf. Zerchon, they scattered those Tabikalei. Zerchon, they become scattered closer, they become attached to them. Shaydei Zeh, Zerchon, Lemuna, Shleimu, Shul Bechina, Yerushalayim, Ki Yenamore Kanal. Through becoming close to them, they receive the Emunah from them, the Zechad Emunah Shleim, which is Bechayam Yerushalayim Ki Yenamunah Kanal. Lovely Yaz the Gdusha Hanal, to come to the Madrega, this Az the Gdusha, who are Yedei Simcha. It is done through Simcha. Bechinas, Ki Chedvas Hashem, Himo Uschim. That the Chedvas Simcha of Hashem, that is the Azus. I know, Al Yedei Bechinas Nase, V'nishma, Shul Bechinas HaSimcha, through Bechina of Nase and Nishma, which is a Bechina of Simcha, proof is, K'meshav Razal, if he wants us in Shabbos Bishor, Shiamra, you said Nase and Nishma. When the Jews said Nase and Nishma, they said Nase before Nishma, Yodu Shishim Ribim Malachim. So 60 times 10,000 Malachim came down. And Nosnu Shnei Torahs Bereish Kolechot. And they placed two crowns on the head of every Jew. When these Jews committed a sin, then the crowns were taken away. The edyon, they were taken away. The osid egarish bochol achzidim lahem. And Hashem will return it to them in the future. Shinim avasimchas eilam al-reisham. Pasuk in the future says that they will have al-reisham on their head, simchas eilam. What is the simchas eilam? Simchas Elam is the crowns that were taken away. What crowns were taken away? The crowns that they deserved because of Nasa V'nishma. Nimtza Shinasa V'nishma in Bechina Simcha. Bechina Simcha Selam Alayshim Kanal. Receive me that Nasa V'nishma is in of Simcha, which means that through Simcha, through Nasa V'nishma, a person can get to this Azaz of Kedusha. For that, Abinadol says, Ki Shnei Ha'idim Shechtigo B'chayde Bi Nasa V'nishma Disto Ha'idim, which they receive this crowns in Chayde from Nasa V'nishma in Bechina's Bereshis Bora. They are Bechina of Bereshis Bora. Kemuva B'savet Tzniyusa, as is brought in Perikei of Savet Tzniyusa. Bereshis Dom Maima. Bereshis is a complete Maima. Bora Chatzim Maima. Bora is half a Maima. Do Eden Ilo, Eden Tato. Bereshis is Eden Ilo, the Eden Helyain. Bora is the Eden Tachtein. Chachme Ilo, Chachma Tato, which is Kenegadi Chachma Helyain and Chachma Tachtein. Which are connected, Av Ubein. Av is Maimon, and Bein is Chatzim Maimon. The Bein is all explained, Ki Nase v'Nishma, Heim Bechines, Nestores v'Niglais. Because Nase and Nishma are in it, Nestores v'Niglais. Nase is Niglais. Nishma means something which is hidden, we will hear. Nestores. Nase, Bechines, Niglais. Nase is in it, Niglais. Heim a mitzvah, She'ef shele, kolecha, lekaim, lefone, regosei. This means these mitzvahs, which every person can be Mekayim according to his Madrega. He's Mekayim according to his Madrega. The Nishma he bechines Nestoris. Nishma is a bechina of Nestoris. Ma shehu gevoya v'nista mimenu, she'in yachal asas avayde bozeh. a thing which is too high and hidden from me cannot do any type of avodah mitzvah in this, in these nistoris. For example, eitzel kol mitzvah yesh tevorim shesvives a mitzvah. By every mitzvah, there are things that are surround, that are around the mitzvah. Kimavada tzivu yanema b'teira lekayim a mitzvah. Because aside from the command which is said in the Torah to be mekayim the mitzvah, to obey the mitzvah, yesh oid lozer devorim b'teira, there are additional words in the Torah, kigoyim v'dabed Hashem v'mayshe, shadi budi ha-teira shesvives a mitzvah. These words that surround the mitzvah in addition to the mitzvah itself. Va'avoida sheyesh b'diburi ha-teira halolu. The avodah that are found in these divrei Torah, shesvives ha-mitzvah, which are around the mitzvah, heim b'chinas nishma b'chinas nista. They are b'china of nishma b'china of nista. Ki ha-mitzvah b'yatzmo, onu yechel l'kayim, because the mitzvah itself, we can be m'kayim. Ach ha-avodah sheyesh b'yil ha-diburim inon yodim. The avodah that is included in these diburim, these words, we don't know anything about it. Is that b'chinas nishma b'chinas nista? Is it b'china of nishma b'chinas nista, hidden from us? Zebchinas Taito Tfilah. This Nasav Nishma, this Nigla, Nista is an Indian of Taito and Tfilah. Nasav Bechinas Taito Hainu Nigla, Haniglais. Nasav is a Bechina of Taito, which means that Niglais Mashiyadei Elikayim. What a person knows have been Mikayim. These mitzvahs that are clear, which he knows have been Mikayim. According to his word, Nigla. Nishma and Bechinas Nistoris. Nishma is in your Nistoris, Bechinas Diburi at Taito, Shem Diburim Shalat Taito, Shizvius Kol Mitzvah. The words of the Taito are around the each mitzvah. Shem Bechinas Nista Kanal, which are called Bechinas Nista. Shem Yedeya Ech Lavid Lezeh Hashem Yisporach. He doesn't know how to serve Hashem with these Diburim. Bechinas Tfilah, which is a Bechina Tfilah Shehi Dveikus, which means an attachment Kaviyachot to Hashem. Ki Shmiyo Talia Balibor. Because this Nishma Shmiyo Zerich Kodesh is totally in a person's heart. Kmashi Kosov Rasatoli Abdecho Leiv Shemeya. That Shlomo HaMelech was Mishpali, she give your servant a heart that can hear. Shmi is totally in the heart. The Avodah Shebelev Zu Tfilah. Which Avodah is called the Avodah Shebelev? That's the Gemara says is Tfilah. Hainu Bechinas Dveikus Le'Ein Soif. Which is an union of Dveikus attaching himself to Ein Soif. Kaviyachol. Ki Ein Soif Bechinas Ma'ashein by Tfisa. Ein Soif means that he has no Tfisa, no Hasoga in it. Me'ach Hashem Tfisa Bozeh. And since he has no Tfisa in this at all, Hainu B'diburi Ha'Teira Hanal, that surround, whatever surround the mitzvah, כי הוא בחינס נסתר כנאו, because הוא בחינס נסתר, הוא בחינס תפילו דווקס, שהוא רק פיתלו אין סויף. Therefore, this נשמה, which means these words around the Torah, which are נסתר, is a בחינס תפילו, a דווקס, attachment, which is in a beetle אין סויף, which means, I think we have no תפיסה, no סוגה in, and therefore, תפילו is also an union of נסתר, and Torah, which is written Torah, is an union of נגלה. So we have the נגלה and נסתר, which is Nase and Nishma, which is Taita and Tefillah. Yesh b'chol daiga v'daiga v'chein b'chol eilam v'eilam b'chines Nase v'Nishma. Every madrega and every eilam, even in each eilam, there is also b'china of Nase and Nishma. Nase is Nigla, Nishma is Nista. Ki kol echad l'fi madregosa yesh the b'chines Nase, b'chines Taita. Every person according to madrega has a b'china of Nase. The b'china of Taita and Nigla slay. The dinam that are Nigla to him. Ubechinas nishma, she bechinas nistoris, bechinas tefillah kanal. Person is mdreg also has a bechina of nishma, which is a bechina of nistoris, that which is hidden, which is a bechina of tefillah. Tefillah is ein soif, but has no asoga, it's hidden from him. Kimi shebol, madrega gavaya meri shayno. When a person is zeich, that he gets to a high madrega than before, azai nasa meh nishma, shalai bechinas nasa. Then his former nishma, which means that which was hidden from before, now becomes nasa, now becomes revealed to him. Azai yesh to bechinas nishma acheres v'chimi daigel daigel. When he gets to a high madrega where the nishma, the nister, is now revealed, so it doesn't mean that he's finished, it means that he now has a higher nister also. That which is now nister is a much higher madrega than before, because the former nister now becomes nasa. And so on, each madrega as he goes higher, so the former nister becomes nasa, and he now gets a new nister. Chayin kol adam lefi madregoso yesh to bechinas nasa v'nishma. So each person, according to his madrega, has a different nasa v'nishma. Chayin b'chol aylam yesh bechinas nasa v'nishma. And so too in every aylam, as we go to higher aylamos, each aylam too, there's a bechina of nasa and nishma, bechina of nigla and nista. Kimash hu li aylam hazeh bechinas nishma, because that which in this world, aylam hazeh is considered nishma, higher than our hasoga, hu li aylam hagal galam bechinas nasa. Next Elam, Elam Gavgalam, it's Bechina Nasa. It's revealed. But there, Yesh Lahem Bechinas Nishma Gavayimera. You know, in the Golem there's a Bechinas Nishma which is higher than that yet. Chimei Elul Yelul. So to each element they go higher and higher. Malachim and so on, you have always the Nishma which is below, the element below, over there is Nasa, there it's revealed. But they have a still higher Nister. And you go still higher to a higher element. So you have, again, the Nister becomes Nasa, and there's a new Nishma. Zebachinas Taylor Hashem Taylor Sight. This is the Bechina of the Gemara says Taylor Hashem the Taylor Sight. First and Tchila Taylor Hashem. The Gemara says first, so it's Taylor Hashem. Shum Bechinas Nister. Which is the Bechina of Nister, and the stories La Hashem Lekainu. Taylor Hashem, because of the stories La Hashem Lekainu, that means that it's Nister to him. Echakaka Shum Madrega Gavayimimelo, when he goes to Ohio Madrega, and also Taylor Sight becomes his Taylor. Shinasa Meanishma Nasa Shum Bechinas from the Glaislan of Lavanainu. The Nishma becomes Nasa, becomes Taylor, say his own. And Niklas, Lono Ulvaneno, it's not Lashem Lekin, it's Lono Ulvaneno, because he understands that he becomes his own. This is an story, it's Lashem Lekin, Pshat in this Pasuk is, and the story is that which is hidden Lashem Lekin, is the Bechinas Nishma. It's a Nishma because it's Nista. And Niklas, Lono Ulvaneno, is the Bechinas Nasa. Pasha, the Tayyim Nasa that we have is Taylor, say. Ad Eilo, Nasa is called the Vrea Taylor Hazois. Shiyelech mi darigo la darigo shiyoveh li oilom shiyyeh meh nishma nasa. He should go from Madrega to the second Madrega to a higher Madrega where at this new Madrega, this new oilom, so nishma becomes nasa. Vizeh la sois es kum divrei ha-toyra. La sois to make nasa out of the divrei toyra. Divrei toyra means the words around the mitzvah which are la nishma. Divrei ha-toyra heim di buri ha-toyra shesrivis ha-mitzvah gai mei davi kanal. Shein bechinas nishma kanal. They are bechinas nishma nista. Yihye nasa mehem bechinas nasa. Should we come from those nistores? Should we come now nasa? That's lasais. Zeu ad oilam. Sheilach mi daigo la daigo mi oilam li oilam. Continually from one madrega to the second madrega, from one oilam to a second oilam. Lasais. Lasais daike bechinas nasa. Loshin lasais is the inyab nasa. To make a nasa is called the vrei atayla azais. The vrei atayla heim bechinas liburi atayla shivis mitzvah shein bechinas nistores. To make Nasa out of these, the very title which is in the stories, Bechinas Nishma Kanal, Yehi Nasa Mehem, Bechinas Nasa, Bechinas Niklas Kanal. So we come from them, Bechinas Nasa, Bechinas Niklas. The Torah called Moshiach Hidagel Adagel, Mielam Lielam. A person has to go from Adagel, second Adagel, from one another, second Adagel, Ashi Yiske, Bechal Pan, Bechinas Nasa, Bechinas Nishma, 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 Nista, which is a Bechina of Tvila, Bechina of Tvila, she is a Mitzvah, Bechina of Tvila, Hashem. This Bechina of Tvila, this Bechina of Tvila, there is around a Mitzvah, which is, you know, Tvila, Hashem, Yehi Nasa Mizeh, should become from that, Bechina of Nasa, which is a Bechina of Nigla, which is a Bechina of Tvila, which is a Bechina of Tvila, Soi, Yehi La Bechina of Nishma, Gavai, Yeser, Meli Shrav, or the Stolish Shrav, Ahai Madrega. Chaim b'chol pam, yelach midaigel l'daigel v'mayim v'maylo, ashi yomid b'leishis nikudis ha-briyo. He should continue going up, he continually goes up higher, he gets a new nishma, that becomes nasa. Another one, he goes up until he gets to the b'leishis nikudis ha-briyo. Very beginning of the nikuda of creation, shu t'chilas ha-atzilus. The very first part of creation is the beginning of el matzilus. Shom, he gets there, over there yesh gamke b'chines nasa v'nishma. There is also Bechina of Nigla and Nista. Bechina's Nishma Sheyesh Shom Utayas Hashem B'Emes. The Nishma that's found there, the Nishma's Nikudas Abriya, Nitchilas Hatzilus, that's Tayas Hashem B'Emes. That's actually Tayas Hashem. Ki Bechol Eilam Medago, Tayas Hashem Hirak B'Shem HaMushal. And every Eilam Medago we go before you get to the Nishma Abriya, so that Tayas Hashem is only a term that is used. Not actually, we just use it, we borrow that term to use it. Kirak machmash nistami menu nikka teres Hashem. Not actually teres Hashem b'emes, because it's hidden from him, so we call it teres Hashem. Ukshebol is shom, nasa teresi. He gets this madrega, so he becomes his teres. Ach bechinas anishma shebechilas ha'atzilus, but the nishma which is in the beginning of Eilam Atzilus, he teres Hashem b'emes. He ain't gavoya b'shom, like teres Hashem abish. Nothing higher than there, that is the Teres Hashem actually. So the Nishma there is Teres Hashem Be'emes.